Psychic Radio. WYCD. HD3 Detroit. KJAQ. HD3 Seattle. WBMX. HD3 Boston. And on AOL Radio. And Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Lori Houston with Intuitive Soul. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness, and there are three different modalities I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of struggle and fear inhibit you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, help you to realign your true and expressed self, and restore a sense of balance between your inner world and your external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights right here at 7 p.m. on the Sky. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. This is a call-in show. I'm very pleased to have one of my friends who we have been doing some pretty amazing readings between the two of us. It is Jean Adrian, and Jean is a healer, a teacher, a lecturer, and a creator of quantum change. She is a graduate of the Florida State University with a BA in psychology. She developed and teaches the Inner Speak process and offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions via phone, as well as her office in North Atlanta, Georgia. Jean Adrian's book, Reframe Your World, Conscious Living in the New Reality, Soul Adventures, Mayan Soul Adventures, and Inner Speak for Everyone are available for purchase on her website, which is jeanadrian.com and amazon.com. So, as I say, Jean and I, we often get to do some pretty incredible readings and clearings for people. She uses her cards, I use my intuition, and it should be a really interesting evening. But we're also going to talk about a new workshop that she's doing, and it's all about ascension, and it's helping us to really prepare ourselves for 2012. So I want to welcome Jean.
Hey, Lori. Thank you for having me on your show.
Hey, no problem. So, tell us about what's happening.
Wow. You know, it seems like time is just going so fast. I don't know. Is it the same for you as for me?
Yeah.
You know, crazy. And it's like, it's the closer we get to 2012, the faster everything is going, and the more exciting it seems to be getting. I'm just happy to be alive right now. I have a feeling that all of us cashed in all of our little tickets to be here and experience this time right now. I don't know how you feel about that, but I really feel like some amazing stuff is happening. And for me, I guess most recently, and maybe this started about 6 months ago, but I started getting information about preparation for ascension, preparation for 2012 and beyond that. And so I'm writing a book about it. I'm calling the book Mana. But I'm starting to get tools, individual tools. And so those of you who have subscribed to my newsletter, I think we're up to tool number 5 in my newsletter that just went out today. But if you go on my website at jeanadrienne.com, and sign up for the newsletter, you can get all the rest of them, too. But I'd love to talk about these tonight. So
yeah, we do have a caller already, but I think we'll let that wait. We'll do callings at least for starting the second session. So, you know, Okay. Everybody get prepared, because we probably can only take, you know, 4 people or so, because when we do readings, they tend to be nice and long. And so you get a lot of information. So give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So let's talk about these ascension tools, because I find them really interesting.
Well, the first one that I was shown was grounding. And, you know, we've been talking, I think, for 20, 30 years about grounding, but I don't know that we ever really understood what that meant to us as far as conscious creation and ascension is concerned. But what I'm thinking that grounding is all about is actually giving stability to our energy. And what made me realize this is it feels to me, and you tell me if you intuitively feel the same way, but it feels to me like the magnetic pull of planet Earth is getting lighter. You know, I feel ungrounded most of the time unless I really consciously think about it. And I know that my body has been doing some really strange things to try to you know, negate that, to try to neutralize that. Like, I've been putting on weight for no apparent reason. And I think, you know, I'm hearing that from a lot of people. It's like our body doesn't quite understand what's happening, because the pull of the planet doesn't seem to be as strong as it was even, say, 6 months ago.
Right.
So what grounding means to me as far as this ascension tool is, just like with lightning, you know, when you watch a bolt of lightning, lightning is electrical energy that manifests as light, and it's harmless and it's beautiful. And, you know, I love to go out, especially on a summer night when there's heat lightning in the sky, and just watch as the energy bounces around in the sky. It's beautiful until it comes into contact with something that connects it to the earth. And then it can become deadly. It's pure unmanifest potential until it's grounded to earth. And so how the ascension tool of grounding is coming to play now is that we have to remember that we have to ground our thoughts that we want to create. It's not good enough just to think it and throw it out into the universe, but we've actually got to bring the conscious thought into our body and then out through our body into the ground. So I suggest that you think of your physical body to be a conduit for your manifesting thoughts. And so if you conceive the idea in your mind, you bring it in, it comes in obviously from your higher self in through your crown chakra, and then look at your spine like a lightning rod and let your spine connect your thought center to the earth. And let your ideas that you want to actually manifest and bring into reality, let them flow down your spine and let them ground in through the soles of your feet. And then that's like planting the seeds. And, you know, we've been talking for years, the old farmer's almanac said you always plant your seeds by the dark of the moon. So especially on the new moon, let your ideas be planted into the ground through your body down into the earth. And then let them go. Leave them alone. Fertilize them with love. Fertilize them with your energy. But let them grow by themselves. You give them to the universe, and let spirit actually be the source that brings your thoughts into manifestation. And then when the time is perfect, then everything will blossom. The little shoots will come up through the earth. And just like now, my hostas are starting to keep up through the earth, and I just like that's so exciting to me every spring. So things that are planted will grow on their own. We don't have to pull on them, you know. And if you sit there and you try to dwell, I had a client today who was talking about, well, how many times should I write it down if I want to manifest it? And I said, once, you know, write it down once, and then give it to the universe and let the unknown, let the unconscious, and all of our guides on the other side of the veil take responsibility for what we want to create, and let them bring it to you on a silver platter. And they will.
Right. Sure. You know, what I often feel is, you know, it's a matter of when, you know, so many of the spiritual people out there, a lot of the teachers and a lot of the leaders, they're just so not in their body. They're so, you know, heart and above, even sometimes not in the heart and like just above. And, you know, that grounding feeling is just, you know, coming into that full body presence and awareness, which is, you know, it can be stimulating, it can be exciting, it can be passionate. I mean, it's allowing those thoughts and ideas that you're wanting to create to manifest inside of you, almost like you're bringing a quality that your soul sings, and allowing that quality to move through you as you're grounding them into the earth. Because I really believe exactly what you're talking about, that, you know, if we're not in our full body awareness and our full body presence and, you know, feeling the juiciness of life, then we're not creating. We're everything's kind of above us. And although that can be a wonderful place to be, we really need to be grounded into our bodies.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think back when people really started moving into spirituality and metaphysics and taking this stuff seriously, you know, for the common person, you know, the adepts and the mystics have done it, you know, for eons. But, you know, for us normal folks, we started, I think, finding out about it after the harmonic convergence.
Right.
And so for so long, we were told, wow, you know, those lower chakras, those are the dirty chakras. Don't go there. You know, you open your crown chakra and don't eat meat and, you know, don't do this and don't do that. And I think those times of the don'ts are over, because if you really want to be successful in the new reality and going forward, you've got to, like you said, you have to involve not only your whole body, but you have to involve all of your chakras. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's starting from the root chakra, the sexual chakra, the power center, the heart, the high heart, the throat, the third eye, the crown, all of them, and more. I mean, I think there's more than seven or eight chakras. There's a whole bunch. Sure. But they've all got to be, they've all got to play in the manifesting game. And as we learn how to use those tools, which are the tools that are inside us, that's what we're going to use going forward to actually live in heaven on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Every major dogma has promised that there was such a thing. You know, I mean, I was born and raised in traditional Christianity, and you know, in the Bible, in the Christian Bible, it talks about that there would be 1,000 years of peace where the lion would lay with the lamb, and you know, those are the things that describe heaven on earth to me.
Right.
And I always thought that that was something that, in order to be able to experience that, I was going to have to die. But you know what? We don't. I truly believe I live in it now, 24/7, and mostly because I you know, drink my own Kool-Aid. I live like what I talk, and and you know, and it just keeps getting better, and it's there for all of us.
So give us another of your tools.
Okay. Well, the second tool is protecting. And again, I have a different spin on this than what I had even 6 months ago. To me, that protecting is all about knowing where your boundaries are, because your boundaries are your self-preservation. And, you know, we used to think, well, if we're going to do spiritual work, we need to protect ourselves. Let's build a bubble of white light around ourselves. And, you know, everybody had their own tools. Sage was a nice protection and clearing tool. And what I've found in the last 6 months is that the best way for me to protect myself is to stand in my truth. And when I can, and same for anyone else, when you can identify your personal truth, and these are the core values that you hold so dear to yourself that if you couldn't have that part in your life, then you would rather just not be here. You would defend them to your death. Those are your core values. Those are the things that make you unique from everyone else. So creating your boundaries is about identifying what is your uniqueness. And once you can identify your uniqueness and actually understand what makes Jean separate from Lori, and the truth is that we're not really separate. You know, we're really all one, but I'm a little bit different from you because of what is unique to me, and you're a little bit different from me because of what is unique to you. But we're both connected, and if something happens that causes pain to you, at some level, I feel it. And if there's something happens that causes joy for you, at some level, I feel that as well. So protecting ourselves is about staying in our truth, staying in our uniqueness, and not allowing and not taking on someone else's truth for ourselves, because that's where we get into trouble. If we allow our truth to be influenced by something outside of ourselves, to the point that we don't really believe what it is that we think we are, then
right.
we become vulnerable, and that's
definitely.
When you know that's when everything tends to fall apart.
Right. Well, we have to go to break now, Jean. We have two callers, so please stay on the line. But we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Jean Adrian on the line, and we're going to be doing some great readings on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Psychic Radio. PsychicOnAir.com. The Wake Up Call with Alan Thom.
Put your hands on either side of his face. Maybe sit on his lap. That might get his attention. And say, honey, you're hurting me.
Yeah.
And I know you don't want to hurt me, but you're hurting me so much that I don't want to come home anymore.
Hi, it's Thom Forrest. Reverend L. Newman and I are here Monday nights, 7 till 9, primetime Eastern Time in the United States, with Wake Up Call on Psychic Radio.
Psychic Radio. We know you're listening. Life is a journey. Let us be your guide. Reach out on the net now, psychiconair.com.
Look for Psychic Radio on your AOL radio player.
My best friend gave me the best advice. He said each day's a gift and not a given right. Leave no stone unturned, leave your fears behind, and try to take the path less traveled by. That first step you take is the longest ride. If today was your last day, tomorrow was too late, could you say goodbye to yesterday? Would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every night you have. If today was your last day, against the grain should be a way of life. What's worth the prize is always worth the fight. Every second counts, cause there's no second try. So live it like you've never lived twice. Don't take the free ride in your own life. If today, you make your mark by mending a broken heart. You know it's never too late to shoot for the stars, regardless of who you are. So do whatever it takes, cause you can't rewind a moment in this life. Let nothing stand in your tomorrow was too late. Could you say goodbye to yesterday? Or would you live each moment like your last? Leave old pictures in the past. Donate every dime you had. And would you call on friends you never see? Reminisce on memories. Would you forgive your enemies? And would you find that one you dream? There up now, the God above, that you finally fall in love. If today was your last day,
live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston and is Mastering a Path to Heart Consciousness. So tonight we have, this is actually, this month is New Beginnings and Growth Month. And coming April, we will have the month of change. But tonight we have Jean Adrian, who is the creator of Inner Speak Cards. And we're actually going to be starting that this segment. But we've been talking about ascension tools and pretty interesting stuff. So I do, you know, recommend that you go onto our website, jeanadrian.com, and we'll give all that again to you. But just to get, you know, some of these tools, because I think, you know, they're pretty dead on and pretty accurate in some of the ways that we need to get prepared for ourselves, for our bodies to really move into this time. And, you know, things are changing. So we need to kind of be ready for it. So welcome, Jean, again.
Thank you, Lori.
Yeah, let us take our first caller, which is Michelle from Dearborn, Michigan. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're great.
I have a question. I had my differences with my mom all through my life. And I have an older sister and a younger sister. My older sister was more with my mom, and me and my younger sister, you know, had a great connection. Then all of a sudden, my mom came in with my younger sister, and it's like she don't want to talk to me no more because of my mom. And I was just wondering, is she ever going to come around? Is my mom going to quit talking to her? Because my mom has a lot of issues. I mean, I just miss her. I miss my sister. I had a really good connection with her. I was really close with her.
Right. And we have talked about this a little bit before, and I know that it's kind of a difficult area for you. And you know, I know eventually they will come around. And I think what will happen is we'll get Jean to work on some of the reasons why, what you need to clear to allow this all to work in your benefit. But, you know, just be okay with you and be okay with what's happening and not getting too upset about what's going on around you, because it doesn't have to do with you. It's really just other dynamics that are at play. And, you know, you're going to be great. So when they come around and things get better, then, you know, you'll forgive everything. And it's not even really a matter of forgiving, but, you know, everything will be okay. So Jean, why don't you take this and just, you know, talk about, you know, where she needs to clear to allow, or to allow this to flow properly.
Sure. Okay, Michelle. So let's just take a moment and surrender to spirit. Let's surrender your relationships with your mom as it impacts your relationship with your sisters. And let's ask for help in looking at what needs to be cleared away so that you can have the happiness and the relationships in your family that you desire and deserve. So just take a moment and surrender to spirit and ask for help. And with the InnerSpeak cards, there are 7 different colors of cards, and each one has a different purpose. So the first card that I'm going to pull will be the red card, which will be where the blocks got set up for you and your mom and your sisters. So surrender into this, and let me shuffle these cards up, and I will pull a red card for you, and let's just see where the setup happened so that we can clear it away at the source.
All right.
Okay. Wow. This is really interesting. The first card that came up is Veil of Death. And this is what happens when there's a soul that tries to get closure or forgiveness. Many times it's a soul that's already crossed over. And in this case, that is the case. Let's just see, is this soul male? This is a female. Is there someone that you're aware of that has passed over?
My grandmother.
Okay, that's what I was getting as well. All right. So your grandmother is trying to get your attention for some sort of help or closure or forgiveness. So the next set of cards are the orange cards. Let me pull 2 of the orange cards, and let's see what was going on with your grandma so that we can help her. Because, you know, the things that happen on the earth plane can only be cleared on the earth plane. So if you help her tonight, then she doesn't have to come back and reincarnate and do and work again. Because you can clear this away for her because you're part of her lineage. So let's just see what was going on with your grandmother. Okay, that card and this card. All right. So she felt betrayed. She felt like she had been lied to, and she felt like she was stuck on the wrong path, but there was nothing that she could do to sort of get off the path that she was on. And let's see what this did to her soul. And that will be this one right here. And so what this did was it shut down her ability to receive. It was inflow was blocked. And in my work, this is all second chakra stuff. So that's money, love, and creativity got shut down for her. So what was the cause of her death?
She had cancer, as far as I know. My mother never told me she had passed away.
Okay, so it seems like that this was probably cancer, either uterine cancer. It started out either uterine cancer or ovarian cancer, and then potentially spread to other areas of her body because she stored this pain in her body, and it actually manifested cancer.
Yes.
All right. And she had a stuck belief. So let's find out what the belief is so you can help her to clear this belief, so that she can move on, because she's really sort of still here. The belief is that she's not lovable. All right. So let's do the clearings. And as you clear this work for your grandmother, this is going to clear your grandmother, your mother, and your sisters, and your children as well. So everything, when we do a clearing for an ancestor, it clears backwards and forwards throughout time. So let's see what the clearings are. Maybe this one. And that one, and this one. Okay. So the first thing that needs to happen is I need you to find your grandmother's energy, and just I want you to help her. You might see her. You might smell her. You just might feel her presence. And I want you to help her to forgive. She needs to forgive anyone in her life that made her feel not lovable. And she needs to forgive whoever it was that betrayed or lied to her, because she's been holding on to this resentment, and that's what's got her stuck here. She's never made it to the light.
She never did.
No, but you're going to help her get there tonight.
And how do I do that? I want to help her. I see her energy, like, in the house. I see a white image of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, all you have to do is, with your intention, just intend that she does this forgiveness work. You're actually doing it for her.
Okay.
And you don't even have to know who it was that lied to her, who it was that made her feel not lovable, but just help her to release all this judgment, all this resentment, and just to forgive.
To forgive. And she is really attached to me. I know she is, because I just feel her. I see her in my dreams. I feel her.
Yeah, and she's just been calling out to you for help. You're what I call a light bearer. You're the one person in your generation that actually signed up before you incarnated to help your ancestors. And, you know, so those of us who do that, people kind of look at us like we're a little bit on the weird side, you know, and we have interesting things that happen to us in our lives, but it is part of our job. It's part of our dharma. So you did the work. That's good. So the next thing I need you to do is just ask your vibration to be raised as high as is safely possible for you. So let's just lift your energy up.
Okay.
Just raise it up so that you're actually vibrating above the drama that exists when your mom gets together with your sisters. You don't need to have that drama in your life. So just lift yourself above it. Good.
All right.
You did it. And now what I want you to do is I want you to create in your imagination a beautiful bottle. And this can be as ornate as you want to make it. You can put jewels on it. But when you've got this bottle in your mind, there you go, what I want you to do is I want you just to invite the soul of your grandmother to come into the bottle, just like the genie on the television show so many years ago, and then put the top on the bottle and give it to God. This is your way of sending your grandmother actually into the light. Because she missed her chance. She didn't know how to find that beautiful tunnel. So you're just helping her go. And there she goes. Beautiful. All right. So, Michelle, you get blessings for doing this work. And there's a blessing from Spirit because you took on the challenge of being a light bearer. And there's a blessing for you actually from your grandmother. And the first blessing is a blessing of healing, healing from your awakened inner. And the second blessing you receive tonight is the return of your authority, your power, and your confidence.
So she is on the other side now, right?
Now she's gone. Yes, you helped her to do that.
And
it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment and thank your higher self, Mother, Father, Creator, and all your angels for helping you to help your grandmother.
Now, is my sister going to come around, or is things going to clear up, or anything?
You know, sweetie, everything will happen as it's supposed to happen. It's all part of a big plan. But as long as your grandmother's energy was crying out for help, nothing could shift. And so you did the work that needs to happen. And now just allow the forgiveness that your grandmother did tonight to also exist in your place, and forgive your mom, forgive your older sister, and just allow change to happen in your life.
All right.
And thank you.
And as you do that, for sure, Michelle, things are going to move forward now for sure. I saw all of the stuff that happened that we just did, and it was very powerful. So definitely things are going to move forward.
And I did help her get over to the light, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, she's there
absolutely.
Now. I'm glad.
She's there. Yep. Okay, so we're going to go to break now. We do have a caller, but give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. We have Jean Adrian with us, and we're doing readings on the sky, psychic radio powered by CBS.
Psychic radio.
24 hours a day. Reach out from beyond to your ears. On the web now. Log on to psychiconair.com. Your spiritual well-being is our concern. This is Psychic Radio.
Powered online by AOL at psychiconair.com.
We know you're listening.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow.
I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes, tell me what is wrong, 'cause I am wise to leave them open for so long. I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will, I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems. Doctor,
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness. Tonight, I am very pleased to have Jean Adrian on the line with us, and we are doing inner speak readings. I'm doing a little bit of a reading, and then Jean is doing a clearing with her inner speak cards, and it is quite the evening. So do give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And welcome, Jean.
Thank you very much.
And our next caller is Venera from Boston. Welcome, Venera.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just want to add that I just heard the other call, and in my humble opinion, I thought that was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
It was so beautiful, I think, and hopefully it was meaningful as it seemed, you know, to the caller. It was great. Thanks for giving the time to us.
So how can we help you tonight,
yeah.
Mira?
It's a little embarrassing because I kind of have a more of a practical sort of a question, and I'm just looking for a job. And my hopes are high on one particular position because I used to work there before, but not in the same department, in like a different section of the agency. But I'm just wondering if you could share with me anything that you might see with regards to that. But also, okay. Of course, if the spirit wants to give other messages, then, of course, they'll also be very welcome.
Right. Okay. Well, what I'm picking up is there's definitely an opportunity for this job to come through. And, you know, I would imagine Jean may be able to clear some things to make sure, you know, that your soul is being revived and your soul is allowed to sing what it wants to achieve. And, but there's also another job that's coming up, and I know that there's a part of you that likes this particular job because it's familiar to you, and or at least there's parts of it that are familiar. There also will be new parts to it. And I do feel that this is a good job for you, but I also feel that there's another one coming that is maybe even a tad bit better, but I'm not sure necessarily money-wise, but certainly it'll be an area that you will be very happy with. And it's I think it would expand from what you're doing now in a way that will bring a little bit more creativity into your life. And that is certainly a great possibility. And I think Jean maybe can help you clear a way so that your soul starts to speak in a way to allow you to, you know, to be in the right place at the right time so everything comes into alignment. What do you think, Jean?
Sure. So, Danira, just take a moment and surrender to spirit and ask that we be allowed to go to the source of any and all blocks that are keeping you from finding the perfect position for you now.
Sure.
While you're doing that, I'm going to shuffle the red cards, and let's see where you have set up blocks that are keeping you from seeing and securing your perfect position. And it's interesting. This is my favorite card, Danira. The card that I pull says self-sabotage to avoid transforming. So that just tells me that, you know, a lot of times we're our own worst enemy. So let's clear the self-sabotage so that you don't mess up a chance to secure the best possible job for yourself. So now I'm going to pull two orange cards, and this is going to tell us the setup behind self-sabotage. So it's this one and that one right there. Okay. And so the first two cards that I pulled, one of them says arranged or no love marriage and denied infidelity. So have you had relationship issues?
Wow, that's really amazing, because I don't know if, infidelity part really works well, because there was this guy that I knew him from before, and I opened up to him just because I trusted him based on his respect for that community has towards him and just whatever I knew about him. And I just opened up myself to that I've never opened to anybody else, not physically at all, just communication, but emotionally it's just as strong as it is sometimes physical.
Absolutely.
So in any case, and I was extremely disappointed because I found out that he is still married and he is just leading me on. And
okay.
I stopped it, terminated everything, of course.
All right, so we're going to clear this away. Let's first see what this did to your soul. And it says that it caused you to lose faith in yourself. The yellow card says loss of faith in yourself. So, you made a wrong choice, but at some level, at the subconscious, you know, your soul has internalized, whoa, maybe I don't deserve better or whatever. I don't exactly know. There's a stuck belief. I'm going to pull a stuck belief card, and it's this one right here. And the belief, again, it's the same as the last lady. I'm not lovable, which then could extrapolate out to, you know, low self-esteem when you go for your job interview, that you might not project yourself in the best possible light, and they might not see how lovable you are. So let's clear this. You don't need to carry this any farther. So I'm going to pull three of the green cards, which are the clearing cards. This one, and this one. And, you know, while I'm doing this, for the listeners out there, you can use these cards yourself. They're available as an online subscription on my website. It's like $29.95. You get to have access to these cards, and it's all automated on the Internet. So go on my website and check them out if this is an interesting process to you. All right, so, Danira, the first thing that your higher self wants you to do, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to look out at the edge of your field and what you did to protect yourself from the hurt that happened when you found out that this guy wasn't being right straightforward with you. You put up this little transparent egg to surround yourself so nobody could do that to you again. And this looks like, you know, the Easter eggs that we fill up with candy for kids for this coming weekend so that we can hide them out in the yard. That's what this looks like, except that it's crystal clear. It's like saran wrap. So you wouldn't have known to look for it if I hadn't have told you that it was there. So I want you to find that egg, and I want you to just to dissolve it. Ask that it be completely removed, because that's an artificial boundary, just like when we were talking about protection and using your truth as your protection. You don't need this out there because it blocks you from receiving the things that you want, like the perfect job. So close your eyes and dissolve this egg.
And there it goes.
And now what I want you to do, there's also some other areas of old stuck energy out in your field that relate to other times when people have not seen you for who you were and it hurt you. These are old wounds. And I want you to close your eyes and find these areas of dark energy. And as you find them, I just want you to ask God to take them to the light. Let's get them out of your field, because what they do is they act like big magnets, and they just attract more of the same.
Okay.
All right, so we got to get rid of all that. I'll let you know when they're all gone. There's a big one bumped right up next to your waist on the left side of your body. Just dissolve that. Send it to the light. Good. There's another one right by your right calf. Let's get rid of that one. And there's another one right on the right side of your face. It actually touches right up against your cheek. There it goes. All right. Very good. And now what I'd like you to do is I want you to now release all of the fear and the rage that's been stored up inside your body since this happened. I think you were a lot angrier about it than what you really wanted to think you were. It's like, how could he kind of thing. So what I want you to do is I just want you to release all this. Just let this energy come flying out of the pores of your body, and it'll fly to look like light. And just let it all just come flying out of your pores. This just fear and angry light needs to go, because you don't want to store this inside your body. And just let it go. Perfect. All right. You did great. And you get a blessing for having the courage to call in tonight and ask for help. And so let's see which one of the violet cards has a message for you. This one. Opening to miracles is your blessing. How about it?
Very nice.
So it's gratitude that owns this clearing. So just take a moment and give thanks to all of your angels who assist you and all of your teachers and all of your guides and Mother, Father, God.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you very much for calling in.
Yes, thanks, Venera.
Thank you. This was very helpful. I appreciate it.
Great.
Good.
Well, we have actually three more callers, and I'm not sure we're going to be able to do this, but we're going to try. And why don't we start the next one, which is Yolanda from Las Vegas. We will be going to break shortly, but Yolanda, how you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
We're great. So tell us how we can help you.
How you doing? Well, My area is concerned about my finances and my new business venture. I've been trying really hard to get everything off the ground, and I was just hoping that you'd be able to see something that could help me.
Absolutely. I know that this is an area that Jean's going to be able to help you with right now. We'll start it off because it's definitely just about clearing out some of the stuff. And Jean, this is yours,
baby. All right. And Yolanda, I am so happy to be able to assist you tonight. So take a moment and surrender to spirit and ask that we be allowed to go to the source of any and all blocks on your finances so that your beautiful venture can be successful.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So the source card on this, Yolanda, is a parallel life. So this is an aspect of yourself. You know, there are many aspects of ourselves that are operating in multiple dimensions. So whatever's happening to the woman that is you in another dimension is impacting you in this dimension and blocking your ability to make your venture a success. So let's see what's happening to her.
Hold that thought, Jean. And we're going to go to break now, but Yolanda, stay on the line, and we will get this cleared up. And we hope to at least get one more person. Maybe two, but, you know, we'll try. We're going to go to break now. Give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Jean Adrian on the line doing some very interesting readings on the sky, powered by CBS.
Tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate. hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. One big family, and it's our God-forsaken right to be loved, love, 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 love. So I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate our time. Checking my tongue in the mirror and bending over backwards just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass, and so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness. And tonight we have been doing readings. It's been very exciting and we've been very busy. And partially it's because Gene and I give long readings, but we've been, I think we're going to run out of time before we get all the calls. But we do have Yolanda and we are looking at how to assist Yolanda to clear her beliefs about finances. And, you know, for anybody who's listening, if this is an area that you have, often what happens is when we get a caller, it is also for you. So let's work with Yolanda. Welcome back, Jean.
Okay. And you know what? I went on and pulled the rest of the cards, Yolanda, while we were on the break. And so the setup cards were the same as the last lady, arranged or no love marriage and denied infidelity. Now, sometimes these are not necessarily in a relationship. Sometimes this marriage could be your relationship to your job. Maybe if you have in the past been in a job where you didn't like it, but you kept going and you were like married to your job, you know, but you weren't being true to yourself. So that could manifest as arranged or no love marriage and denied infidelity. The soul reaction was that your instincts and your self-worth were wounded, and it left you with a belief that you have to struggle. And this is what's causing you the block now with your new business venture, is the thought that you actually have to struggle. So what we're going to do, the first thing I want you to do is let's go find all the areas of old stuck energy out in your field that you manifested whenever you were in this situation that left you stuck with this belief of having to struggle. So just close your eyes, sweetie, and find the dark energy in your field. And as you find it, I just want you to send it to the light. Just let it go. I'll let you know when you've got it all. There's one, there's a big one that's right at in your lower back, right by the bottom of your spine. Just send that to the light. And your right foot is just right in the middle of one of these areas of dark energy. Just send all that to the light. And there's some in the vicinity of your heart, in the front of your body, that needs to go as well. Good. And now what I want you to do is I want you to forgive. I want you to forgive. Actually, what I want you to do is help this woman that is you in this other dimension. And she probably is in an arranged or a no-love marriage. And probably either she or her husband is being unfaithful. But I want you to help her to forgive. She needs to forgive whoever's being unfaithful. She needs to forgive herself. And at the same time, if you can forgive anyone who has wounded your self-worth, do that work as well. And then finally, I want you to let this poor woman, erase that. She's not a poor woman. Let this woman vent and release all of her fear and all of her anger until it's all gone. Just help her to let it all go. And as she lets it go, then everything that's holding you back falls away. And there's so much of it kind of pent up in her heart. That was what was causing that dark area in the front of your heart. It was her anger. And there it goes. Beautiful. All right. So you get blessings for doing this work. Let me shuffle up the blessings cards. And let's see what there is. This one. Wow, you get the opening to miracles blessing, as well as you get a blessing of courage. They said to give you two. So your blessings are opening to miracles and courage to follow your heart's command. So, Yolanda, just take a moment, close your eyes, and give thanks to Mother, Father, God, to your angels, your teachers, and your guides for helping to release you from the blocks that have been holding your business back so that you can have the success that you deserve. And thank you for calling.
Thanks, Yolanda. Okay, well, we can try and do another one. It's going to have to be really, really quick, but we have Trish from California.
What was her name? I'm sorry.
Trish from California.
Okay.
Hi, Trish.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. We're going to have to be really quick now, so give us an idea of what we can help you with.
Well, I am a nurse, and I'm trying to get this number out to people. I was at work, and they had the son-in-law called and said that he had a fire in his house and had picked up this a metal trash can where the fire started and carried it outside. And I heard about the fire burn doctor and their team, and I gave him the number. If you don't mind, I'd like to let everybody know what it is. It's 818-332-6445. And gave him his name, date of birth, place of birth, and the time of the fire. Pain was gone in a half hour, and the burns miraculously healed very rapidly. And this is a number I wish to have everybody have available, because I don't know how it works, but I do know it works, and it's long distance. So,
is there anything that we can help you with, though, Trish?
Oh, with me? Well, I've got a master's degree in metaphysics, and I can't seem to break through this thing that holds me back from really getting in contact with who I really am. But I don't know.
Okay. Well, what do you think, Jean? Can you pick a couple of cards and let's see if we can help Trish?
Yeah, Trish. So just take a moment and surrender to spirit and ask for help in getting to the source of what's keeping you from knowing who you really are, so that you can use your gifts. I'm sorry?
Repeat that, please.
Yeah, just take a moment and surrender to spirit and ask for help in looking at what we need to look at tonight so that we can clear away the blocks that are keeping you from being able to know who you are so that you can use your gifts to help the world.
Yes.
Okay, so the source card on this is conception, gestation, or birth. And so it says that something happened to you while you were in your mother's womb. Let's see, was it first? It's second trimester.
We only have about a minute before we have to wrap, Jean, so just so you know.
So just so you know that it's a birth trauma, something that happened during your gestation. So let's pull three quick clearings so that we can clear this away. The first thing that I want you to do is just look for areas of stuck energy that relate to your birth and send them to the light. And then the second thing that I want you to do is to ask that all the mirrors that are out in your body and in your field also be sent to the light. This is energetic debris that blocks you from knowing who you really are. And finally, I want you just to walk right into St. Germain's violet flame and let all these blocks that are keeping you from knowing who you really are and being able to use your gifts in the assistance of the world, let all this be burned away.
Okay, Jean, we do have to go, but Jean, tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, jeanadrienne.com, JeanAdrienne.com, and these cards are available on the web. They're also available as physical cards that you can use, so you can do them either way, and you can do this work for yourself. So thank you so much, Lori, for letting me come on your show tonight. It's been a blast.
It was wonderful. And we'll have you back, of course, because this has been a busy show. So I'm Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations and readings, remote healings, clearings for personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday evening on my site. My guest tomorrow is Scott Hood at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and he is of the World Change Foundation. I will give a free email reading to the third person who tells me what March has been all about. So I've been talking about it all month. If you know what March has been about, if you email me at Lori@intuitivesoul.com, that's Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, @intuitivesoul.com, and be the third person to tell me what the month of March is all about. There's a hint. You could look right on the site that you're at. You will get a free reading. So may love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul, and you've been listening to Jean Adrienne on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.